Alright everyone, Same Made here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chetan, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, Chetan here from the Himalayas. I'm in my mid-30s and not married. That makes me a target for every married, unmarried, old, young person around me. They all want to see me get married. I can handle all of them, but the problem is my mother. My father died when I was very young, and I've had to bear the brunt of all her nagging and emotional drama since I was a child. That did bother me a lot in my teens and 20s, but I've grown on life and can ignore it better now. I used to work in the tech sector in the cities, but during Corona times I quit and came back to my hometown. It's a small town and I have enough savings with me to lead a decent life here in my parents' house. However, my mother is after me to get married. She starts off with emotional blackmailing, pleading about her old age, ailing health, and wanting to have grandchildren. However, there are times when she feels her emotional tricks are not working, so she gets all mad at me and even tries to gaslight me. Are you gay? To having medical problems, lol. All sorts of gaslighting, shaming language is used. Now I can't just leave my mother for two reasons. Number one, I grew up in a very traditional religious family, and have also invested a lot of time in Indian philosophies and scriptures. Hence my dharma/karma does not allow me to abandon my mother in her old age. Number two, I have decent savings to live off of in my hometown. But if I leave, I'll have to move back to the cities. I will need to get back to work in the tech sector, which I despise. Also, if I get married to some poor dumb girl here, my savings will not be enough, and I'll still have to go and work in the cities to make that money. There are many employment opportunities in my hometown. I was a late bloomer and had my first girlfriend at the age of 25. I was madly, truly, deeply in love with her, but after 2 years, she ended up cheating on me. That shattered my blue pill simp heart. That feeling of getting cucked left such a sour taste in my mouth that I couldn't trust anyone after that day. Over the years, I have dated 7 other girls after my first. Coming from a traditional religious background, hookup culture and pump and dump techniques are not okay with me. All of the 8 girls I've dated in my life have been physically attractive women in the range of 6 to 8. But all of them have had total disregard for tradition and culture. They all pretended to be traditional, but in reality, were thoughts to the highest degree. One of them I had to dump when she went to an after party with some black rapper in India. I told her not to go, but she was just a spotlight hungry thought. She took the chance to get piped by some ugly dude who had one song that got a lot of airplay. It was too much for her to say no to. Oh, by the way, this thought's dad is an army officer, and she kept espousing nationalist propaganda in public life. Dating these women, I realized how much women hate tradition, culture, and religion. Feminism is simply not just brainwashed women. It's their natural default. Getting married means being cucked for life, but leaving my hometown means having to work as a slave for the evil corporates in polluted cities with high costs of living. Do you have any other options in mind for me? Well, Chetan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll give you some suggestions in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Man's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage, and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Remember, you're a man, so don't let her treat you like My Little Pony. This is your prep course for divorce rape. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the female chameleons pretending to be traditional to catch you clown world show. Chetan, I get the funny feeling that you're an only child or have other siblings without kids, and that's why your mother is getting after you to get married. It's not like you didn't try following her wishes. You just saw how corrupt the women in your country are. I feel sorry for her that she won't be having any grandchildren. The same story is playing out everywhere around the world. Maybe her karma or dharma is basically to be punished by not having any grandkids. I don't know. If it was early 2020, I would have told you to buy Bitcoin to gain some of your financial freedom. But now I think it's way too late. It's almost as if the world is designed in this way so that you'll feel miserable at home living with your parents. Miserable at work and miserable living with a woman. The same scenario is playing out in most places around the world. Single men are having a hard time living on their own, but if they live with the wife or their family of origin, then they can afford to live without being miserable working some soul-crushing job. To get your mother off your back and have a genetic legacy, you could always do the gestational surrogacy thing. It used to cost $6,000 or $7,000 in India until the country scrapped the program for foreigners and single parents. If you really wanted a child, you could have one and your mother could help you raise it for the first 4 or 5 years. Your mother would probably accept the scenario after thinking it was strange at first. As for IT, can't you find a job on the internet and get hired as a coder working remotely and getting paid more money that way? So you don't actually have to work in one of the cities near you. This too is all by design. In San Francisco, the people working for Google make $100,000 to $200,000 a year. But the cost of living eats up most of that. So again, you're not the only one dealing with this. You have all the free time in the world to go on your computer and find freelance work. Find 5 or 10 small clients that'll pay you to work from home on your computer. It'll be like having 10 different bosses, which probably sounds terrible at first, but what I've learned over time is that as you get busy, you'll be able to tell the ones you don't want to work with anymore to take a hike, and only keep working with the ones that treat you right. Also, why can't you find a job that lets you work from home? For example, tell them that you'll work an extra hour a day if you work from home. Many companies might go for something like that. Back at the height of the dot-com days, I was working for a company and I told them that I didn't want to come into work until noon each day. And I only ever worked about 6 months to a year in a corporate office environment my entire life, and have been financially successful compared to people that have been working for corporations for 20 years straight. The key is to stay motivated while working for yourself. What are you doing living with your mother while not working? Would it make more sense to take advantage of your lack of bills right now to build a business? Maybe it's time to get creative and figure out some solutions to your problem. I'm also glad you didn't give up your faith. Sometimes I've observed the strange set of circumstances in my life that made me believe that everything is by design. Your mother probably has brothers and sisters, and some of those had children, so your genes or her genes will live on in your first and second cousins. Just because you don't spread your seed doesn't mean that your genes will make it to the next generation. My life has been a series of unfortunate events that would have happened if they weren't averted by supernatural means at the last moment. For example, to get into university, I wrote a creative essay that was in a bottle filled with sand. I got this idea given to me in a dream. I also received a love bite in a dream that eventually led me to going my own way. In another precognitive dream, I saw the death of my brother and stopped that from happening. If my brother had died from the swine flu, I would have gotten married and had kids, because my parents would have given me a house through inheritance, and I would have been pressured to get married to my girlfriend at the time. I would have in turn pressured her to have kids, because I would have felt extremely guilty if I didn't. I would have had kids and I'd be living the life that he's living right now. So good for you, Chetan, for not letting the guilt eat you up inside. I was also told by someone that had a precognitive dream about me when I was 15 years old that I would date a specific girl, and that if I did, she would actually ruin my life. It was a warning. When I finally met her, I chose to deviate from the path. It was YouTube demonetization that led me to cryptocurrency, a bad situation leading to a great one. Eventually, I had a strange dream where I saw someone that was doing quantum leaping like the television show, but instead of just one key moment, I changed multiple events in a person's life, unlike the television show. In that leap, I met a woman that really exists and found her later. I'm sharing these stories with you to show you that there's probably something guiding your life. Don't waste your time sitting around doing nothing except trying to avoid work and pain. Yes, avoid the painful dangers of marriage because you've already been with 8 women and you tried. It's not like you didn't try and have tons of regrets. As for your mother, tell her that she knows you've dated a bunch of women and explain to her how they treated you and what their behavior was like. Then she might understand to a certain extent. Older women are out of touch with younger women of today. Point out examples of other guys your age that are having issues with women to your mother. Show her how lazy and narcissistic most women are today, and then she might be the one that feels guilty for sending you out to get married. Maybe buy her a cat, or since you're in India, maybe a monkey is better. If you know anything about monkeys, it's usually that they won't stay put and they'll run off and be with all the other monkeys. You could also leave to another country that needs IT people, but that would be hard if you don't have a support network in a Western country. But if you did, then you'd have to deal with the soul-sucking IT job here as well. I know you want freedom, but you don't want to trade your peace of mind and suffer to get it. But remember that anything you get in life without working for it or suffering for it won't be fully appreciated. I've always found that the best way to deal with shaming language is to throw it back in the face of those that shame me. Learn to recognize when it's happening and then call out the person that's shaming you and trying to manipulate your emotional state. Tell them you know that they're being manipulative and hurtful, and you can't be emotionally manipulated anymore because you understand exactly what they're doing. Maybe tell your mother. If that still won't work after you've had a nice stern talking with them, then tell them that they're fat and old and shame them about something that they can take personally as well. Chetan, your mother needs to be aware of just how bad the women are out there and that you've tried everything you can to cuddle up with a cooch to give her a grandchild cooch critter. The women were bad and the relationships didn't work. then possibly point out relationships that both of you know where the woman turned out terrible and ruined the guy's life. If you can find multiple examples, that would be best. What you're trying to do is convince your mother that the reason you're single is because you see how bad the relationships are around you. And you're dumb because you don't have the emotional patience anymore to deal with bad women, and you're spiritually exhausted because of this. If your mother is anything like mine or other people's mothers, then they will understand your point of view and accept that relationships, marriage, and children aren't for you. Many older women in the West have accepted this reality of no grandchildren, and so will women in India once the Western way of life takes over. And that's probably the best solution, to find a way to stay with your mother, but get her to understand your situation, and then spend 5 to 10 hours a day trying to build an online business or work for someone remotely. Other than that, I've got nothing else for you. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that your mother wants you to smash a woman and make her some grandchildren. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day puts an end to the shaming language from your mother because she wants you to pass down her genes away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.